What I was shown was if you ever have made beans, you know, from raw beans, and you've, you know, soaked them, or you start to simmer them, there's always bits and pieces that float to the top. It's like, you know, parts that you just skim off, right? And in this visual of that, they gave me that visual, which I thought was really interesting. So I would get it, I guess. And it was like, okay, beans skimmed off. And then they took me on this process within water of things floating to the top. And it was fascinating because I've done a huge amount of journeys over the years. And I have done some stuff within going down into a cave through water and different things, but never the idea of using the water in a natural way like this. So it was just fascinating to me, of this whole process that happened. And then they took me on this whole journey, and that's what I want to share with you today. And the journey is in a spiral, which happens a lot when we're working with ancestor work. We've done a little bit of that before. I have every time I seem to do ancestor work, I get shown a spiral, and I think it's because it's a good way of sort of showing all the different layers of we're mixtures of so many different ancestors on different levels. And so this is what this is. And so the other important part of this that was being shown to me was that there's this core self that is about soul. Now, you know, they also showed me, you know, that feeling when you're engaging your core. You know, you're told physically to engage your core every time you do any kind of physical work, you know, that engaging core. Go into that feeling for a moment. What does that feel like when you engage your core? Okay, now they were showing me that we need to engage our soul core. And I knew at that moment this was big because I felt this huge sensation of, oh my God, there's something about this. And what does that feel like? You know, just, you know, tune into that idea. And it's almost like, to me, it felt like the idea of our spiritual selves or our energetic selves pulling into that central core of who we are, who is our soul. And then it became very clear as they showed me about the journey that the bits and pieces, like in the beans that float to the top, are the parts that are we may have learned something from, but we're not needed anymore. You know, we need to do a regular clearing of these bits and pieces that isn't in our soul journey of what we're here to do. And so that's the process. And it was like a beginning of something that feels like it reminded me of when I was shown the right relationship symbol of the work of the symbols and the sounds that I work with. It was that same kind of feeling of this is everything at the moment, right? Because it's a way of looking at all of what we're talking about, embodying. And what came from this one was that this is how we manifest. There's this power that we have the capability of connecting with, this innate power when we connect with our soul core that knows what we want to manifest. And we were talking about the next 33 years, this whole idea of what are we manifesting for the next generation, you know, and whatever we can experience, and then it continues onward, right? What seeds do we plant, you know, like Diane was saying. And this felt like it was, I was being shown how to center and really use that cool power that we have available to us to be able to really manifest what we want to experience and what seeds we want to plant. And it was very exciting. It felt really exciting, like some of this stuff that all this, like I have been working on the space between for a good 20-something years in my work. Like, And I think about it. You know, I remember these. One of the first symbols that was handed to me in a meditation, which I still is all part of this, in my hand was this spiral and had platforms with a pole up the center. And it's been working with that idea of what is this? And it's the space between, it's the spiral, it's the stepping to each platform and enjoying the view of where you are as you grow, and then spiraling again, and each time going, am I in the same place? No, I'm in a different place, but I've learned this in a different way. It's about different angles, it's about different dimensions. And it's like, when I get these little tidbits of stuff that feel like this, that feels good, and it feels like it's really engaging and, okay, there's something to this. So this power zone is what I wrote. I love that. It's what it feels like. Getting into the power zone of that, engaging your core, creates and manifests more of what you truly want to experience in this life. A form of super energy power that's innate in us. Yeah. So the idea of floating away the issues, the debris, see how this feels for you as we go through this. And it is that simple. It can be that simple and relaxed and yet still powerful. And that's something that you don't have to work hard at this. You just engage and then go through it. Okay. So I'd like you to start with just being aware of your breath, just to kind of get into that going inward space, engaging your core physically, maybe first, get into that sensation, and then apply that to your energy body in that idea of your soul core. As you breathe, and you can start with the image of that, like those beans and the floating up of stuff and the skimming off of the stuff that comes to the surface. And then there's a foam that rises and you skim off the foam, you know? It's that, it's a sense of there's layers of this, just how that works. Just imagine, as you engage in this process, that you're stepping on a pathway, going underwater. You see this, you're invited with your guide, you know, you're there together. This, and along with your inner wise self, and you step down on this spiral pathway. Underwater. That's how it's shaped. And there, you know, there's underwater plants and life within this world you're immersed within. Just let yourself kind of get into that space. Explore it for a moment. I'm just going to play a couple bowls for a moment. That helps too to focus as we do this. Now there's sunlight that shines through to give you lit up areas to walk and float within. And you connect with that sacred fire of the sun and within your own fire power within. And as you walk, go into the awareness that you can pull yourself together to engage that inner core right there in the water, that inner wise truth, perhaps. And notice the feeling as you do this, as you walk the spiral. And you'll start to notice things that aren't needed or thoughts not in keeping with your inner soul core self, that starts to loosen and float up. Just like the skimming of the beans, sacred air blows this stuff to be recycled into the earth. And the earth can hold it all. Water expands the space, and sacred air is there to dry the excess. They all work together with the sacred elements there. So you continue as you are led back through your spiral timeline of your life. All the bits and pieces that don't fit your core soul self float up and away with ease. Old sad memories or hurt memories, or parts you feel bad about, or what you said, or what you did. All those type of things are ready to be gone now, as you've learned what you needed to from them. The usefulness is done. And just feel what that's like for you as you envision or feel that floating up, so they can be released. And all the parts of childhood as well that didn't fit. And you know this more than ever now. They can be released just like that. Just feel the gratitude and lightness, the more that's released. As you travel further back into the womb and experience that for a time, as your guide reminds you that they're along with you to help support you through all of this. And anything not needed to be in line with your core self is let go. Whatever can be for now. This continues as you spiral along the path and right back through your ancestral time. You feel different sensations as you walk the ancestral timeline, that amalgamated energy of all the ancestors. And you let go of any stuff that's been carried that isn't useful anymore. You've learned from and is let go now. It floats up and off, just like the rest. Any harshness, things that wasn't yours, released with ease and gratitude. And doing this frees up the space and connection with your ancestors, which means you can kind of tune into the support perhaps, that wasn't as clear before. The healthy parts of those ancestors that you would like support from. New perspectives starting to emerge, new dimensions. As you lift off from this space, and the energy flows through that. Back along the pathway, which now has shifted in color and size, from witnessing it as it's changed, you feel that brilliant light shining through it all, flowing now into your future timeline. With ease and joy, see that light flowing with your core soul self, flowing with it into your future and beyond, as what you manifest is within that light, that clear energy. And you feel that harmony with the elements there as they help you. And the light expands as you connect with all of them in that power place. And as you slowly emerge, holding all that energy and harmony, you rise out of the water into your new life awareness, creatively engaging within it in gratitude.